Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 213, Love Without End. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. Psalm 100, verse 5. Let that land for a moment. The psalmist is not saying God is good on His better days. He is not saying God's love shows up when life is kind and goes quiet when things get hard. He is making a declaration about the nature of God, something that does not shift, does not waver, does not depend on how your week has gone or how much you feel like you deserve it this morning. The Lord is good. Full stop, permanent, unchanging. That goodness is not a response to what you do, it is what God is. And then the psalmist goes deeper. He speaks of steadfast love, and the Hebrew word underneath that phrase is hesed, hesed. There is no perfect translation. We try. Steadfast love, loving kindness, unfailing mercy. But what that word carries at its core is this, a covenant commitment, not a feeling that rises and falls with the tide, a promise God has made to you, one He holds even when you stumble, even when you forget, even when you walk away. Hesed does not leave you in those moments. Hesed comes looking for you in those moments. And look at what the verse says. It endures forever. Forever, my friend. That means God's love has no expiration date. Maybe your worst day hasn't come yet, or maybe you're living it right now. But I want to tell you this, with everything I have, no day has the power to exhaust God's love for you. No season, no failure, no distance is large enough to diminish that hesed. And this is not just beautiful poetry in an ancient song. This love was proven. It was put to the ultimate test at the cross, when God in Christ went to love's furthest extreme. There was no pulling back. It was shown once and for all that hesed goes all the way. That the goodness of God is not fragile, not conditional, not a performance. It is real. It is faithful. It is proven in the blood of the Son. To all generations, the text says. This is bigger than you and me. This faithfulness has carried whole generations before you arrived. Men and women who trusted this God in the dark and lived to see the dawn, and it will arrive intact for those who come after. You are an heir to a promise that time has tested and eternity has guaranteed. You are not beginning a story that starts with you. You are stepping into a river of faithfulness that has never once run dry. So today, before breakfast, before you open your phone, before the day starts pulling you in every direction, stop. Say out loud one specific thing you are grateful for, one concrete evidence of God's goodness in your life this week. One thing, real and particular, and offer it to Him as a prayer. Not because you need to earn God's favor, you already have it, by the hesed, but because gratitude spoken out loud opens the eyes of the heart and reminds you who is holding you. Stay close to God, pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.